The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 37, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 19th, 1975, in San Francisco, California.
De Jamaduta iste Vasudeva Ktokarina Tan Tattuchu Prahasedam Mego Nirhadaya Dira. So, the Jamadutas, they very politely submitted. They could understand immediately that these persons, so nicely decorated, four hands, looking very youthful, all the good qualities. So, with due submission, they said that you look so nice, gentle, why you are interfering with our duties? Kimatya dharma palasya kinkurangno nishidat. So, they accepted the submission, very humbly they submitted, with great respect. Therefore, they are smiling. And the word is used here, tan pratuchu prahasya idam. When there is argument dealing with the words are exchanged very politely, the things go on nicely. Prahasya. Prahasya, now they are challenging the Vishnu Duta that you are claiming to become the servants of Jamaraj, and his Dharmaraj, his authority, and how is that you do not know whom to arrest and whom not to arrest? This man is now free from all sinful reaction. How is that you are claiming to be servant of Jamaraj, Dharmaraja, and do not know? Therefore they are smiling. So their challenge was that you are claiming to be servants of Jamaraj, but you are doubting whether you are bona fide servants of Jamaraj. Otherwise, why you are committing this mistake? So, this indicates the servant should be as good as the master. That is servant. Because sometimes servants may be challenged. So that is the qualification of Krishna's servant. Krishna's servant must be always equal, because they have to meet so many opposing elements. Krishna's the Pritrana Sadhunam Dinashaya Dushkitam. There are so many. Practically the whole material world is full of duskrita. They want to create God. They don't want to become servant of God. That is the challenge. Therefore, anyone who is claiming to become servant of God, Krishna, he must be well equipped to meet the challenging spirit of others. Prahasya idam megunir hadayagira. Very gravely inquired from them. What is that inquiry? They said, see, Vishnu Duta uchu. The Vishnu Duta replied, their submission was, sir, you are so nice, gentlemen. You appear to be coming from the very elevated planets, and why you are interfering? They, with very grave voice and smiling, challenging them. What is that? Jivam vai dharma rajasya yadi nirdesha karina bruta dharmasya nastatvam jaccha adharmasya lakshanam. So if you are actually servant of Dharmaraj, then you must know what is dharma and what is adharma. Jiyang vai dharma rajasya jadi nirdesha karya. That will be your bona fide representation. You cannot do any mistake if you are servant of Dharmaraj. Dharmaraj means here there are so many living entities. Of course, in the human society, I have explained many times, dharma, religious system, is in the human society, not in the animal society. The animals does not, they have no knowledge, like that they have capacity to distinguish what is dharma, what is adharma. Their business is simply eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. That's all. It is the human society, another extra. Not only simply eating, sleeping, mating, that is required because you have got this body. But we have got extra intelligence. Why this extra intelligence? That is for understanding dharma, religion. But unfortunately, the modern rascal society, the utilizing that extra intelligence than the cats and dogs for the same purpose, eating, sleeping, mating, and that is the defect of the modern society. In spite of advancement of education, scientific knowledge, technical knowledge, this knowledge, that knowledge, they remain the same cats and dogs. This is the difference. Therefore, people are dissatisfied, disappointed. God has given it extra intelligence for understanding God, but they are being misled. There is no God. You utilize it for your sense gratification. This is education. Therefore, they are thinking, the dog is eating on the street, we are eating in a very good hotel, nice table, nice dishes, this is advancement. But they do not think that after all, the dog is eating, you are also eating. You may be a better dog, that's all. So what is your extra business? So dog is eating only flesh or meat because God has ordained. But you are ordained to eat fruits, flowers, nice grain, milk preparation, but you, because you are dog, you are eating meat. The extra intelligence, that because you have got extra intelligence, you should utilize the food for you. Tena tattena bhandita. Magida kasachid dhanam. The Upanishad Veda says, what you are ordained to take, I accept. Everything belongs to God. But He has given allotment. You use like this. So if you meet a dog instead of human being, you are advanced human being, why should you eat like dog? Or the uncivilized man. The uncivilized man in the jungle, he does not know how to produce grain, how to prepare many nice preparations. He does not know. But you are civilized man. Why you should eat like dogs and tigers? This is misuse of intelligence. So therefore, as they are challenging, that first of all, you are claiming to be servant of Dharmaraj. So let us know what you know about dharma. So similarly, we should also challenge. If you are a human being, you must know how to live like human being. Otherwise, you are animal. If you eat like animal, sleep like animal, and have sex like animal, and defend like animal, then you are animal. They say that it is very good to become dog, because there is no restriction of sex life. We can have it on the street. They think like that. This is advancement. The animals wander naked, so man is also trying to become naked, nudie. This is life. So that extra intelligence is being used like that. Very, very an abominable condition of the human society. You are the only hope to save them. Otherwise it is doomed. So the question is, we are challenged. What is dharma and what is adharma? If you are servant of Dharmaraj, you must distinguish what is dharma. So the Jama-dutas, they are not very good-looking as the Vishnu-dutas. Still, this question was put to them to explain. They are not very much civilized, you may say. Still, they are expected to know this distinction. Let's see. Even the Jama-dutas were how much advanced and how we are advanced. We do not know what is dharma, what is adharma. We don't make any distinction. Dharma is, we have repeatedly said, dharma means to surrender to Krishna. Simple. And adharma means everything except this. If you don't surrender to Krishna, then whatever you are doing, that is adharma, means non-religious. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, dharma prajjita koitava otra. Koitava means cheating, false, pretenders. So, all kinds of cheating religion is kicked out. Cheating religions, they are teaching that we can create God as we can create television. Similarly, we can create God. They are teaching, this is all. You see how degraded they have been. And these things are going on as dharma. Bhuta dharmasya na tattam. Tattam. Tattam means truth. Don't talk nonsense. Don't waste time. Tattam. In truth. What is dharma? Bhuta dharmasya na tattam. Jaccha adharmasya tattam. And how we distinguish from adharma, non-religious thing. Knowledge means you should know both things, not one side. You must know what is religious system and what is not religious system. Simply one side is not full knowledge. Upayancha chintayet prajna, upayancha chintayet. Just like if you want to do some business, you have calculated that I shall invest so much money and I shall get so much profit. So, let us do this business, it is very nice. But Shastra says, no, you have simply calculated the profit and you also calculate no profit. Not one side. Similarly, to know dharma, you must know adharmas, the opposite side. If you know white, you should know what is black. Otherwise, the knowledge is not relative. This world is, if you know the Father, then you must know the Son. Or if you know the Son, then you must know the Father. So in the religious system, if one knows the Son, the further improvement is to know the Father. That is good. Otherwise, it is incomplete. If you simply know the Son of God, then it is incomplete. If you know the Father of the Son of God, then it is complete. So here in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are all other religious systems, they say that this leader is Son of God. Somebody says our leader is a servant of God. So now, because he did not know who is the master, who is the father, therefore gradually it has dwindled. Now we must know the Krishna consciousness movement is awarding, here is the father of the Son of God, Krishna. Here is the master of the servant. This is Krishna consciousness. So there is no quarrel with other religious system. They know simply the Son of God, but they do not know who is the father of the Son. That is Krishna. Aham abhija padapita. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father. Whose father? Sarva-jyonishu. In all forms of living entity, sarva-jyonishu kaunteya sambhavanti. Beginning from these microscopic living entities up to the Brahma, the biggest. And so Krishna claims, I am the father of Brahma as well as the microscopic germ. Sarva-jyonishu. So you should know. And if anyone understands Krishna, how he is father of Brahma and father of this microscopic germ, then he becomes perfect. Immediately. Therefore Krishna recommends, janma karma cha me dibbam jo janati tattata iti tatta. True. If you simply try to understand Krishna in truth, how he is father of Lord Brahma and how he is father of the microscopic jar. If you in truth understand what is this microscopic jar and what is this Brahma, what is this human being, what is this tiger, what is this tree. So, to know Krishna means to know everything. Therefore, in the Vedas it is said, jasmin vijñāte sarvametam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you become full knowledge. That is complete knowledge. Itat jñānam. This is Bhagavad Gita says. This is knowledge. If you simply study Krishna, so what is the difficulty? Krishna is explaining himself. Suppose if you want to study somebody, you may guess that this body, this man may be like this, like that. That is going on all over the world. What is God? Some theosophist, some theosophist and theologist, all are speculative. Perhaps this, that. And the God is explaining himself, I am this, like this. That is not. Let's see. God is canvassing that here I have come, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya sudushkitam. I have appeared before you just to give you relief. Paritranaya sadhunam, you are trying to understand me. So here I am present. Where you are thinking God is formless, here I am, Krishna form. You see, I've got my flute in the hand. I'm very much fond of the cows. I love the cows and the sage and Brahma, everyone equally, because they are all my sons in different bodies. Krishna is playing, Krishna is speaking, still these rascals will not understand Krishna. So what is Krishna's fault? It's our fault. Andha. Just like the owl. Owl will never open the eyes to see that there is sunlight. You know this owl? So they will not open. However, you may say, Mr. Owl, please open your eyes and see the sun. No, there is no sun. I don't see. This owl civilization. So you have to fight with these owls. It must be very strong, especially the sannyasi. You have to fight with the owls. You have to open their eyes by force, and this, with machine. This is going on. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is a fight against all the owls. Here is a challenge. Jyangvai dharma rajasya jadi nirdesha karya. Nirdesha karya. Servant means they have no second choice than to carry out the orders of the master. Therefore, nirdesha karya. They cannot argue. No. Whatever is ordered, that is servant. So if anyone claims to become, he is expecting the, Vishnudutas are also mentioned here, Vasu Devoktakar, you know. They are also servants. So, Ukta means whatever order is given by Vasudev, they carry on. Similarly, the Yamadutas, they are servants of Yamaraja, they are also addressed Nirdesha Karina. If you are actually servant of Yamaraja, you act according to his direction, then you must know what is Dharma and what is Adharma. So, they are actually bona fide servant of Yamaraja. There is no doubt about it. Now, they are giving their identification in this way. Yamaduta Uchu Vedapanehito Dharma. Immediately. What is Dharma? That was the question. Immediately answer. They know what is Dharma. Vedapanehito Dharma. Dharma means what is explained in the Vedas. He cannot create Dharma. Vedas, the original knowledge. Veda means knowledge. Veda Shastra. So, from the time of creation, the Veda was given to Brahma. Veda, therefore, is called apaurasya. It is not manufactured. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tene brahma rida adhikavai. Brahma. Brahma means Veda. Veda is another name is Veda. Brahma. Spiritual knowledge. Or all knowledge. Brahma. So, tene brahma adhikavai rida. The Veda has to be studied from the spiritual master. So it is said that the Brahma is the first living being who understood Veda. So how he understood? Where is the teacher? There is no other creature. How he understood Vedas? The teacher was Krishna, and he is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutana riddhese Arjuna tishti. So he is teaching from the heart. So Krishna teaches, he is so kind, as Chaitanya Guru, from the heart, and he sends his representative from outside. Chaitanya Guru and Guru, both ways Krishna is trying. Krishna is so kind. So therefore, Vedas, they are not man-made books. Veda apurvaśa. Apurvaśa means not made by you. We should not take Vedas as ordinary mental speculation and book. No, it is perfect knowledge. It is perfect knowledge, and one has to take as it is, without any adulteration, interpretation. So, it is spoken by God. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is also Veda. It's spoken by Krishna. So you cannot make any addition or alteration. You must take it as it is. Then you get the right knowledge. Vedas, how? The example is given, perhaps you know several times. But the Vedas, how it should be accepted as it is, without interpretation. Just like Vedas says that if you touch stool, immediately you have to take your bath. You have become impure. This is very ancient. If you touch bone, then you have become impure. You have to take your bath immediately. Full. Then Vedas say, now this stool of cow is pure. Cow dung. Now, with your reason you can say, first of all you said that stool is impure, and as soon as you touch, you must take your bathing, otherwise you remain impure. And another stool, cow stool, you say pure. This is contradictory. You say that the bone is impure, and you are keeping the bone in the deity's room. The concert is bone. You know this concert is the bone of an animal. So it is being used in the deity room, and the cow dung is also used in the deity room. Even Krishna is smearing his whole body with cow dung. You know Krishna is bigger. So if you say, argue with your poor knowledge, then it becomes contradiction. One stool is good, another stool is bad. But because it is said by the Vedas, you object it. This is Vedas. You cannot argue. There is no scope of argument. Whatever is said, you object. Otherwise, how Vedas become authority? You can change in your own way. So therefore, we say that if you want to take benefit by reading Bhagavad Gita, then you should accept it as it is said. Don't try to interpret foolishly, then you never get benefit. That is our propaganda. And people are very against us. No, I am a scholar. I am a philosopher, I can interpret in any way. We say, no, sir, you cannot do that. This is our problem. Be the Panihita. Thank you very much.